50 Sheds of Grey, the furry edition, part 2. My subconscious scowls at me. Yiffing, not lovemaking, she screams at me like a vixen. I ignore her, but deep down I know she has a point. I shake my head to concentrate on the task at hand. There is a state-of-the-art range. I think I have the hang of it. I need somewhere to keep the pancakes warm, and I start on the bacon. If you need some place to keep the pancakes warm, why don't you just cook the damn pancakes when you want them to be served? Anyway, Amy Stutt, or who is this? Amy Stutt is stinging my ear about misfits. That must mean something to somebody. This song used to mean so much to me. That's because I'm a misfit. I've never fit in anywhere, except on his cock. And now, I have an indecent proposal to consider from King Misfit himself. Why is he this way? Nurture or nature? It's so alien to anything I know. I put the bacon under the grill. So, does she actually know how to cook bacon, the person that's writing this book? I just want to make sure here that you usually don't grill bacon under any circumstances, and I don't quite understand why you would put bacon under a grill. Even the book is annoyed to the point where the Nook has decided that it's going to just stop listening to me and turn itself off once again. No wonder this company has gone out of business. I put the bacon under the grill, and while it's cooking, I whisk some eggs. I turn, and Christian is sitting on one of the bar stools at the breakfast bar, leaning on it, his face supported by his steepled paws. He's still wearing the t-shirt he slept in. Just Yiffin hair really suits him, as does his designer ear fluff. He looks both amused and bewildered. I freeze, flush, then gather myself and pull the headphones out of my ears, my knees weak at the sight of him. Good morning, Miss Steele. You're very energetic this morning, he says dryly. I slept well, I stutter my explanation. Really? Is this what women actually sound like? I mean, it's been a few years, but... His lips try to mask his smile. I can't imagine why. He pauses and frowns. So did I after I came back to bed. Are you hungry? Like a wolf, he says with an intense look, and I don't think he's referring to food. Pancakes, bacon, and eggs? Thus ends the second reading.